Despite the background music, there wasn't much running going on at this Get Out the Vote Labor rally. While Democrats elsewhere are scrambling, in LA, they seemed ready to celebrate.
We are 7 hours and 23 minutes from a huge victory. I count the minutes, I'm the math man.
That's Democratic State Controller John Chang, who's expected to win re-election. Other candidates there, including U.S. Congress hopeful Karen Bass, also face only token opposition. L.A. County Democrats have a nearly 30-point lead in registration over Republicans. That lack of competitive races in L.A. poses a challenge, getting voters excited for a midterm election. Chang says that's crucial.
We need help from the top to the bottom of the ticket, because every single elected official makes a difference.
U.S. Secretary of Labor Hilda Solis also sounded optimistic. But the former L.A. congresswoman called on the crowd to boost the turnout in California.
Today's a special day. We're going to change the course of California. And I just got word from back east from some of our friends that the voter turnout is surprisingly high in the Northeast. So please understand, if they can do it, you can do it.
I can tell you that at my own polling pace, it looked like people were coming in larger numbers than you might expect.
Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa.
My hope is that people do go out and vote, because this election matters.
But the mayor and other LA Democrats have focused their attention largely on other races. Villaraigosa and Karen Bass have campaigned for more vulnerable Democrats in other states, including Colorado, Kansas, and Mississippi. Arielle Edwards-Levy, Annenberg Radio News.